I can agree with that. It sounds like Dakota's got some similar things there where you pay the pass fee, one-time fee for the year, and you get free delivery on everything, but you still have that minimal order. I think it's like $12 for me on average, anywhere from 10 to 15, so let's use the number 12 for that. And, Sean, we're talking about tipping. You know, I know how much you pay for your coffee. You know, I've been with you and going to Starbucks in the morning, and there's no tip with that, to tip the baristas or the lady at the window or any of that. So, you know, how do you do that? Majority of my life was, you know, in restaurants. Drive-thru was not that popular for me growing up, and tipping those kind of, you know, window people or anything else. So I don't have an answer to that. But I'm just going by tip culture and things I learned from my ex-wife and my ex-sister-in-law in the good time, back in my good days in my marriage and everything else and family. Those two girls, ladies now, grandmothers and grandparents and everything else. We've all aged a bit, but they did teach me about tipping, and we go to a restaurant like Mr. Paul's there on Grosbeck, was a family restaurant of ours, and, you know, back in the 80s it was 15%, and you're in a place with liquor it's 20%, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's hard to get the numbers, but, I try to be as good as I can to my DoorDash drivers, and then my pizza delivery, which I could get through DoorDash. No, I have a good rapport with Marcos there next door to Starbucks, and I let them deliver to me, and that way I see the family, and we keep in touch because we have a bit of a personal bond over the last 2 years that I've been working with them. So, anyhow, Sean, over to you.